bit late, but emergency traffic continues. Here's Mark Jackson.
Yeah, and the worst of it really is Davis County. Slight improvement, but still heavy lagoon up towards SR 193 Hill Air Force Base. Disjoined us. We had big problems turning an overturned vehicle on the southbound side, mainly affecting that. Prior to 700 South Clearfield, but the southbound traffic has improved. You are slowing right now from Sunset down towards 700 South. Delays on Highway 89, much worse than normal, headed to I-84. And you have I-84 East delays coming through South Weber, approaching Highway 9 as well. Dave.
We've got heavy traffic for you that's going to be just a short, we've had heavy delays on I-15 throughout the evening, but it's much improved right now. There's still an accident at 4500 South. It's off to the right, not blocking, but traffic is slowing back to about 3900 South. And we got a new accident. This is northbound on I-15 at the 90th South off-ramp. It's on the right-hand side of the off-ramp. Traffic kind of having to move left to get around it. It's pushing traffic back onto the freeway, the main line, as you approach 90th South. If you want to exit off there, if not, stay to the left, you'll get around that. Michelle?
We have a crash southbound I-15 University Avenue in Provo. That is off to the right lane. There's emergency crews on the scene and traffic is getting around it, but it has slowed down. Then yet another crash northbound I-15 prior to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit in Linden. That's off to the right shoulder. And finally, I-15 southbound still slow and heavy from State Road 92 down to Lehigh. No two businesses are exactly alike, but whatever goals your business has, America First can provide the financial products, services, and tools to help you succeed. Call 1-877-AFCU-BIZ for details. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.